This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 6 minutes after, wherever you are here. It's a little past 4 o'clock Central. We're talking to America's pastor now. I call him America's pastor. I forgot to say it yesterday, but that's my new. This is America's pastor. Do you know of a pastor who takes the Bill of Rights and uses it in a godly, biblical way and uses it to create declarations to help instill and empower his congregation? Do you know of another one? Because if you do, please let him know and me know also. Until then, and probably after, this is America's pastor. Pastor Nicholas Wright is the senior pastor over at the Covenant Love Christian Center. MyCLCC.wordpress.com is their website, blog, and things. It is so good to have him back. He was here yesterday, double-dipping with him, gracious enough to attend today. Pastor Wright, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good afternoon, my brother. Good to hear you. Good to be with you.
Yes, it is. America's pastor. That's your new name, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. We were talking before we went live, and one of the things that I struggle with, especially dealing with news and news stories and all these guests I have and all these there's so many problems in the world, or I see them as problems. You know, I guess it's all relative in one way or another, but so many problems, I get bogged down. Even when I report in the news, the words I say, there's resonance. You can feel the energy of it. It's negative. I mean, it gets you in a bad mood. It does all things. You were talking about the power of words and even the wicked use words. Why don't we preface that before we go much further? Why don't you give us a little lesson about that?
Sure. The scripture is just full of illustrations. Chapter 1 and the way that, you know, instituted that and the illustration that he gave mankind of the way he explains himself. And so it's all the word of God. But I think that's something that many people don't realize is that the wicked use words in attempt to accomplish things themselves. We're actually in this, it is a war of words, and God has given His people that are in His image and likeness the right to speak and declare His word. And, one of the things that I found out over the years is that a lot of people, even in the church, have a problem with this, even though it's all through the Word of God. But I wanted to take a portion of Psalm 12, at least, because it says there very plainly some of the things that the wicked will do and what they say. So from verse 1 through verse 4, and it says, "Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases. For the faithful disappear from among the sons of men. They speak idly, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips and a double heart. They speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things, who has said, with our tongue we will prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us?" That's pretty powerful, because these are the things that the ungodly proclaim out of their mouths, the ones that want to oppress the poor, they want to put people in bondage. Well, they allow Satan, Lucifer, to use their tongues and their words, because there's no other way to really get things done in this universe. God set things up. Satan can't create anything new, but he can pervert what God has put out there, and this is what is happening. And so for us as the people of God, we have to realize that God has put it, that power in us. And there's no way that anyone who has the word of God in their heart and knows what to do with it, how to speak it, how to act on it and work with it, there's no way that the ungodly can have any success or victory against that word. And it's plainly spoken, I mean, it's attested to when we look at what Lucifer tried to do himself. He said, I will, you know, ascend above the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And, you know, God said, you're not going to do that. And so, of course, we know he never ascended above the Most High. He never got to sit on the sides of the north. What he tried to proclaim could not come to pass because he had no power against the word of God. And so today in America, in our churches, on our land, people need to understand something that, you know, it seems to be very insignificant. We just throw words around any old way we want to, not realizing that there is power in those words. I remember one scripture that Jesus talked about in Matthew 12. He said that people will do judgment for every idle and inoperative word that they speak. And then he said, by your words, you'll be justified, and by your words, you'll be condemned. So this is all through the word of God.
What, you know, there's a scientist, I'm trying to find the article, there's a story today, it's about the second, what's next after Google, and Google is gathering, obviously they're gathering information, they're gathering algorithm power so that they can calculate our lives and control them or whatever. That's their goal. That's what the scientist says, Gilder. And in it, I was fascinated what he said. This is a scientist. I don't know what religion or even if he is religious. This is almost his exact words. He says, it doesn't matter what Google does or what artificial intelligence they use or what computer algorithm they create. They will never supersede the inherent consciousness that's in us, that the whole universe is created. We don't, and he even says, we don't fully understand, but it is created. And man is created in that image and has that power of creation like its creator. This is a scientist. I doubt he goes to church every Sunday. I doubt he's... But he, I mean, you change a couple words, he sounds exactly like you, what you're saying. I mean, you sound like you're saying the exact same thing, just slightly different. I was really fascinated by this. Google will never supersede the inherent consciousness. I would say the divinity within each one of us. What do you think about that?
He's right. The only thing that presents a challenge is that a man or a woman has to understand what God says about the power that he gave them. Because see, if a person just sits back and doesn't do anything with the power and the authority that God gave them, then here we have something that's almost like a Garden of Eden experience all over again. If you don't use what's given to you, then the enemy usurps that authority. So, you know, in a sense, what I hear him saying is good, but a person has to use their own authority in their own speech. It's not going to just kind of happen that these things don't overtake them. I have a will. You have a will. We all have a will. And we have to exercise that as we speak and declare what God says.
I've often talked, of course, you know, about the Bill of Rights, about the Declaration of Independence. I consider them, especially the Declaration of Independence, I consider it like Scripture. I consider it Scripture to me. I mean, I would take that, fold it up, and put it right, open up the Bible, and just about anywhere in the Bible, it can fit right in there to me. You're a pastor. Am I nuts here? What do you think about that?
I don't think you're nuts. If what we have and we believe it has come right out of God, the Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence, Constitution, if we believe that, and I do believe that, because, well, let me backtrack. I'm thinking about what God did when he gave Moses the Ten Commandments, and then he gave him, you know, the other portions of the law, which actually I like to call the what he gave them to live by, you know, principles of life. Because outside of all the animal sacrifices and all that kind of stuff, there were things that God gave those people in how they were relate to him and then how they were to relate to each other. And to me, that's the meat of that that needs to be understood, because he tells us we're not to have any other gods before him. But then he also tells us the way that we're supposed to deal with our neighbors, their property, their wives, husbands, and things like that. So these are things we're supposed to live by. When we look at the Bill of Rights, we see all of that in there in some way or another, and how we're not supposed to overstep the rights and the freedoms of other people. And if there does happen to be something that arises that is not right in our relations to one another, then there's a proper way to go about dealing with that, and not just, you know, for some court or judge to arbitrarily take, you know, somebody's right away. There's a way that's prescribed here, and it's supposed to be a fair way of us dealing with one another when these things arise. So to take these, the Bill of Rights, and begin to declare them, it's right alongside doing, you know, the Word of God. And I believe we should do both. We should declare what these things say, declare them out loud. Mm. And especially, you know, when we learn what the Bible says, it tells us to confess. And for a lot of people in church, confess is meant to confess sin. But there are scriptures that tell us to hold fast to our confession of faith, or confession of our hope. And that word confess in the Greek is the word homologio, which means to say the same thing. So God tells us we're supposed to say the same thing that he says. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, Paul tells the church of Corinth, he says, now, what you need to do is make sure that you speak the same thing and that there are no divisions among you. So we are encouraged to all say what God is saying, to say what's right. And if that doesn't say anything about the power that God has given us in our words and how to proclaim and declare them, and that they have something to do with what comes to pass, I don't know what else. This thing is all through the Bible, man.
We're on the other side of the break. You're gonna give us an example, hopefully, of this, so we can see this in action. When you talk to your congregation, just quickly, we got about 25 seconds or so. When you mention this to your congregation, how is it received? Is this kind of a little foreign to them, or they're soaking it up, or what?
Well, they understand confession, and so this is not difficult to understand when they look at it as being something that's right, and the fact that these things came out of God for when at the forming of our nation.
Wow. This is so, ladies and gentlemen, the only unifying thing that could really get us through this is the same thing that got us through the first revolution. And that's the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. It's already happened. This is it. I feel such a kinship to this man. I haven't even met him. He's a black man living in Texas. I'm a white man here on the radio. But yet, I feel so bonded to him, I can't even tell.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. *1234. That's *1234. *1234. *1234.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We hear the word unity being thrown around, even, you know, social justice. We'll have unity. We're divided. These things are divisive. Things are divisive. What in the world can we be unified about? There's only one thing to me that's going to get us through what we're dealing with, and that's our foundation, where we came from. We're talking to Pastor Nicholas Wright. We're discussing the Bill of Rights, using our words. This is very biblical. The power inherent in us to shape the world that we live in. Pastor Wright is a man that looks for solutions. He's not want doesn't want to sit here and just complain all the time. Let's have some solutions, and let's use the scriptures to do it. That's why I'm having him on. That's why he is here. You may not even be Christian. You may not even, you may detest churches. Let me tell you, this is a man of God. He's speaking the words of God. And these little teachings that he's given you are powerful. How do you think we won the revolution to begin with? How do you think we got these documents to begin with? It's men just like him. It's men like George Whitefield. That's how we got to this point. Pastor Wright, America's pastor, go ahead, tell us a little bit further, the Bill of Rights, how you use this with declarations, how we at home, we can do this every day. Let's talk about it.
Well, here's a let me kind of preface that a little bit, because there's a principle in the Word of God that God gives to us as to how we are to make something our own. See, all of these words in the Bible, and especially when we talk about the words to live by, they come from God. But they don't become mine until I embrace them. I sit and take time to, I'm going to use a word, meditate on the word. It's not a bad word. It's in the scripture. And God encouraged Joshua to do it. David talked about it in Psalm 1. Paul talked about it to Timothy. He told him to meditate on certain things. And the word meditate actually means to mutter. It means to revolve around in the mind. And so what we're to do with God's word is to take it, to read it, and not just read it, but to ingest it. And what I have to do, what other people have, when, in order for you to really believe and be convicted of something, you've got to make it your own. And just like the Word of God, this Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. There are things in there that I can take and say, you know what? This is my nation. God gave America to me. He gave this to a people who were to be free. Now, I'm here. I have in my hand some of the elements of that that were laid out for me. So I can take Amendment 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Now, I take that and I say, no, wait a minute, this was given to me. This was given to us. So let me work with this and make this my own. And so I'll mutter it, revolve it around in my mind, just like with the Word of God. Then I'll start declaring it. And what happens, Daniel, when we do that, whether it's the Bill of Rights, whether it's the Word of God or anything, what happens is that thing, I like to put it like this, it starts to swell up on the inside of you. And when truth starts to swell up on the inside of you, you start seeing things. And then when you start seeing things, the Lord begins to direct and order your steps as to what you're to do. This is the way the process works. And so for me to be convicted of these things, I can't just read them and say, wow, or, you know, make them an arguing point. I have to sit and take these things and make them mine. And that's where meditation comes in. So I would tell you, you know, someone, and even myself, I have to do what God tells me with the Bible, meditate on this word. And that is what causes God's word to become my word. And then when I speak God's word, God is all up in that word, because not only did he say it, but now I'm convicted about what I believe he said is supposed to happen in my life. And so when we take this call, the Bill of Rights, the principles of it are no different. And this is why people don't want, and really, let me put this, but this is why Satan doesn't want the people of America to understand what was really given to them, and why people are hiding these truths and keeping them away from people. Because once you see it, once you see the history, once you see everything that's behind that, and you become convicted of the reality of these things, you're not only going to speak them, but you're going to want to act them out, and you're going to want to stand for these things being as they should be on our land. This is the way it works.
We're to the break. I am, I'm hypnotized listening to you. I mean, this is, you want a solution? Joel Skousen was on here, and he's pessimistic about the future. You want to turn this around instantly? Then bring God's power. Bring God's word into it. Bring the truth. Bring the law into it. You know, you may have an aversion to God or anything to do with God or Bible. Bring the law into it. Bring your inheritance into it. Bring whatever you need to do. Let's get unified behind this. We'll continue on the other side. America's pastor, Pastor Nick.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News.
A new report out from the UN's nuclear watchdog expresses grave concern that North Korea is continuing to develop its nuclear program. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner was asked if he believed the North Koreans have stopped testing their missiles.
Well, I believe they have, and from the assessments we've seen, both in public sources, conversations I've had with officials in non-classified settings, I think there's a great concern that they continue to violate United Nations sanctions, violate our sanctions, and move forward with a nuclear program. Now, the maximum pressure doctrine worked to bring them to the table. The maximum pressure doctrine has kept them from testing missiles at least over the last several months, but more work clearly needs to be done.
Today, President Trump awarded the Medal of Honor to an airman for the first time since the Vietnam War. Technical Sergeant John A. Chapman's family was awarded the Medal of Honor as Chapman died in March of 2002 while deployed in Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Talking to America's pastor, Pastor Nicholas Wright. We'll get back to him momentarily about these declarations. I hope you're ready, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you have pen and paper handy and ready for what we're going to do with him and what he's going to show you. This is powerful. This is America's pastor. Anyway, I want to personally thank you lately, all the purchases you've been doing at the Power Mall, the sales, taking advantage of them. I mean, really, this, with the censorship, with our YouTube channel being shut down, efforts to market, efforts to get this out, we've really been the legs cut out from under us. But we're still here because you're still here. Your will, your attention, your purchases have kept us here and will keep us here. As long as you don't quit, we're not going to quit. I want to thank you. Your donations, your purchases. This week, of course, we have the iComplex CS is on sale, and the all the Topperson. Of course, we have new Mana products. We have Dr. All, Dr. Groups, the Oxy Powder, the Detoxidine. How are you going to get fluoride out of your system and keep it out if you don't have the Detoxidine or the Power Iodine we sell, or the DuraFlow water filters that we sell? That fit in the Berkey, fit in the ProPure, if you have that, you know, the metal containers or plastic or what have you. They fit in there just like the Berkey filters, but they're much better, I believe. Science proves it, too. How are you going to get it out of your water, and how are you going to get it out of your body? Okay, you know all these things. The power is yours, and your will and your choices, that's what the Power Mall is about. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com. Remember, we use PayPal because PayPal stuck with us where these other merch accounts haven't. And you do not have to have a PayPal account to buy. Use PayPal on you can check out as a guest. Just click on PayPal and then check out as a guest, just like any credit card processor. That's why we haven't switched, ladies and gentlemen, because the last merchant account, once we sold something that they didn't like, they shut our whole account down. No ifs, ands, or buts. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. I mean, just boom. That's it. PayPal worked with us, got us back up. That's why we've stuck with PayPal. So, there you go. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. The Power Mall. Give Jay a call. And now we're getting back. That's right. We're getting back to the pastor. Pastor Nicholas Wright, America's pastor.
Jesus, mate.
Hey, pastor, are you there? You there, Pastor Wright? I don't know I think we're cut off to him.
Open
Alex,
airwaves in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Pastor, are you there? Well, Pastor, I don't know if you hear me. Alex, what's going on? Can you hear me or what? Okay. Kyle, maybe ask Kyle there or somebody. We're going to, you know, the Declaration of Independence.
Hallelujah.
Talks about one of the most important verses, political document ever. Of course, we hold these truths to be self-evident.
Hallelujah.
All men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
Hallelujah.
Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is the Declaration
Hallelujah.
Of Independence. That is the charter of our nation. That is the all-encompassing charter
Hallelujah.
Of where we're going. That's the Bill of Rights is there then to protect that. Alex, do we have the pastor?
Yeah,
can you talk to him?
We're going to, you know, the Declaration of Independence, they talk about one of the most important verses.
Okay, can you talk to him, Alex?
Of course, we hold
for something, we've lost connection.
All men are created equal.
Can you try to talk to him, or what?
There was certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Okay. Well, it looks like we've lost Pastor Wright for some reason. I don't know if he can't. Pastor, can you hear us? Okay. Alex, maybe hang up and call him back or something. Can you do that? Okay. We're going to work on getting Pastor Wright back. We are talking about the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and using the word, the power of your words. You know, God, when he created heaven and earth, he said, you know, let there be light, the power of the word. Science is also backing all these things up, and about consciousness, about creation, and that power of creation that is in the universe, throughout the universe. These are, you know, pretty secular scientists that are saying this. That's why I've been telling you about science is now starting to prove the Bible. They're matching. They're not butting heads with the Bible anymore. They're at least agreeing, or at least finding areas of agreement. And so the scientists are telling us that by our words, by our consciousness, that we create what we believe. You know, Jesus says, you know, you can do it. All things are possible to him that believeth. Pastor, do we have you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
There we go. I don't know. Something went wrong. We couldn't connect with you. We were talking about the Declaration of Independence. Of course, we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's the most important political declaration we've seen, at least since the Mosaic Law, maybe ever, maybe supersedes anything that we've seen, or at least as equal, I don't know, politically, certainly. What does that mean to you as a pastor?
Well, it fits, to me, it fits right with Genesis chapter 1, when the scripture declares to us that God said, let us make man in our own image, and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. That's where it began there with God and man. And everybody, he saw Adam to and Eve to recreate to create after their own kind. And so what was supposed to happen is that there was supposed to be other men, women, born and in the same likeness. Of course, we know it got perverted, but this was God's intent. And then when Jesus came, went to the cross and was raised from the dead, God kicked that thing right back into motion again. And if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. We all are, if you come into Christ, now you have God's life in you. And this thing, when it just starts reproducing itself all over again. And God just says, here's what I desire. I want men and women who are free to express me and know and understand how they're supposed to treat one another in the light of what I've given them to live by.
Apply that to the Bill of Rights. You talk about these declarations. Just show it. Go ahead and show us. How do you use that power and use those declarations together to, in a powerful way, create change?
How about if I take this that we just read from the declaration and start with that? What do you think?
Yes.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. So like I said earlier, you know, we would individually, you would take that and you would read it to yourself. You meditate on it, revolve it around in your own mind. And then, and we could do this together if we'd like to, we would take that phrase and we would begin working with it. I would say, and then if you want to, we can do it in a way that I can say a portion of it. You can repeat it after me, and we'll go from there.
Okay. I'm here.
All right.
Let's do it.
So here we go. We hold these truths.
We hold these truths.
To be self-evident.
To be self-evident.
That all men.
That all men.
Are created equal.
Are created equal.
That they are endowed.
That they are endowed.
By their creator.
By their creator.
With certain unalienable rights.
With certain unalienable rights.
That among these.
That among these.
Are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Now, here's where I would take off on that. I would say, okay, now these things are mine. God has created me. I have certain unalienable rights. I have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness among the other good things that God has given me. All men are created equal. I'm not created to be anyone's slave. No man is created to be the slave to another man. God gave this to us as Americans. And, you know, to that effect, that's the way that we would do that.
So then you make it your own. So then you take
it.
And so everybody listening at home, then you kind of change it a little bit in your own words so that it resonates with you. So it gets in your heart and resonates in your heart. And then you then start reflecting it back in a powerful way. And the world around you changes to reflect the resonance that's in your heart that you have injected and you believe and that you have claimed for your own.
That's right. And that starts with me, because the conviction has to begin inside of me. And then what happens is I begin to go out among people and start living. It takes on the flavor of, there's a scripture over in 2 Corinthians 2:14 that says, now we give God, thanks be to God who always causes us to walk in victory. And we diffuse the fragrance of his victory everywhere we go. So what happens when these things get into our heart, we become diffusers. And everywhere we go, we start giving off this fragrance and this aroma of whatever it is that's on the inside of our heart. And this should not really be hard for anybody to...
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen... My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I hope you're enjoying this interview. This is, you know, and you may have to think about and contemplate this. This is power. George Whitefield in the 1740s told the American colonists that God is intimately concerned about you, cares about your life, and you don't need an intermediary. You don't need a king to speak for God. You can speak to God. This was revolutionary. You talk about revolution, that was revolutionary. And it sparked the Great Awakening, him and, you know, several other preachers. But that was the idea. That was the Great Awakening, that God was intimately connected with me and concerned about me and wanted to shape my life and help shape my life. And boom, look what happened. I mean, the whole monarchy was thrown off because of this. Pastor, go ahead and talk about, you mentioned a scripture, you know, before the earth was even created. The spirit was moving, and then the word brought into action. Go ahead.
In Genesis 1, and you know, said that the spirit of God was moving upon the face of the waters, and then God said, and when God spoke, that's when the Holy Spirit got involved in that creation process. And the same Holy Spirit is available for any man, any woman, and especially for those who are in Christ. He lives inside of us. And so we are to speak God's word, or to speak what is true. And when we speak what is truth and what is God's word, then the Holy Spirit is right there with us to get them moving in. This is a big part of the creativity of man that God put inside of him. And not only is this for Christians, but there are people that don't know God, but they use these principles and they've created success for themselves in life. It would seem to be the honorable thing that if you're going to use God's principles, that you give your life to him, you know. But, you know, anyway, men and women have done this, and there are people that refuse to speak failure over themselves. They refuse to speak death or poverty over themselves, and they say whatever I, you know, touch with my hand is going to turn to gold. And they recognize that, but for some reason, many people in the family of God think that that's just something crazy or doesn't apply to them or want to tag it New Age. But yet it's all through the Bible, and then people that don't even know the Bible are using these things.
Well, I think they hear the term. You're exactly right. I mean, Lucifer takes these truths. Lucifer knows the Bible. Give me a break. He takes it and distorts it in these New Age philosophies, and then believers start to look at this. Oh, that's, I can't go there. Meditation. Oh my gosh, I can't go there. You know, when it tells us to meditate on the Word. I'm not trying to have a church service here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to let you know how America was established. I mean, this was the Pastor Wright would have fit right in with Jonas Clark. What do you think spurred a freaking nation to risk their life against the greatest military power in the world and to declare something so bold and revolutionary and biblical as a Declaration of Independence? Where in the world do you think that came from? Do you think they just sat around the bar and made that up? Are you kidding me? Where do you think it came from? And that's why America is, this is the oldest government in the world right now. 250 years or so, give or take. This is it. The oldest. It has the most enduring principles in it. And that's why I've begged you to put the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator, the Declaration of Independence, whatever. The pastor is showing you what he's starting to teach his congregation. And he used the word like fallow land. And we've become fallow land because of these damn schools. I mean, I curse these schools. I don't know if the pastor will. I do. They're teaching secular humanism. They're teaching Luciferianism. They're teaching gender-bending child abuse to all our children. And they're pulling us away from our Constitution and towards Luciferian socialism. Because it's really hidden Luciferianism. That's what socialism is. Control. Okay, I curse them. And I bless people like Pastor Wright. And I bless and I proclaim for him and his ministry. And you, ladies and gentlemen, that want peace for your family. If these principles are injected into your heart, you will not fail. America will never fail. If it is not in your heart, it is nowhere to be found, what in the world do you think is going to happen? We've read the Bible. We read the Bible. It happens all. Even Israel got destroyed several times. Do you think God will spare America if these principles are not to be found? We're salt that's lost its savor. What are we good for? What in the world are we good for if we don't have these principles? We got a couple minutes, Pastor. It's gone way too quick. Let's do another declaration. Let's do the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't remember anything, please remember that paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. Put that, I mean, that should be like, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. I mean, you should have, right after that, you should have that in your mind. I mean, that's how important this is. Let's do the Fourth Amendment, Pastor. Can we do that? Why don't you go ahead and lead us, and we'll probably about end the show on that. And I hope everybody listening says that, and then we say it over and over and over. And God is my witness all of hell can come out against this document and the Bill of Rights and our country and our rights, and they will fall to the ground in the pit that they dig for us if we have these principles in our heart. I swear to you it is true.
Amen. I agree.
Go ahead, Pastor.
The right of the people to be secure in their persons.
The right of the people to be secure in their persons.
Houses, papers, and effects.
Houses, papers, and effects.
Against unreasonable searches and seizures.
Against unreasonable searches and seizures.
Shall not be violated.
Shall not be violated. Shall
and
not
no
be
warrant
violated.
Shall issue.
And no warrant shall issue.
But upon probable cause.
But upon probable cause.
Supported by oath or affirmation.
Supported by oath or affirmation.
And particularly describing the place to be searched.
And particularly describing the place to be searched.
And the persons or things to be seized.
And the person or things to be seized.
Now here's how I take off on that. I have the right to be secure in my person, in my house, my papers, my effects, against unreasonable searches and seizures. And this shall not be violated in my life. This shall not be violated on this land. This shall not be violated. And see, that's how we take that thing and start putting it out into the air.
You know, when you say it with emotion, emotion is energy in motion, emotion, energy in motion. When you say it with emotion, boy, it just you can feel it travel. You know, when you feel somebody speak. The right of the people to be secure in the I shall be secure in my papers, yeah. Persons, and effects. So declares God. Because of my unalienable rights declared to me by my Creator, by my creation. See, when you're convicted upon that, the whole world will meld to that conviction. Am I right? Am I right, Pastor, or am I right?
Yes, sir. We're on the same page with God.
And if God is with us, who can be against us?
Who can be against us?
Ladies and gentlemen, you got to know this stuff. You got to be convicted. You got to have it in your heart. You start to do this, you'll watch these walls come down. Jericho will fall. Hey, God bless you, Pastor. America's Pastor, Covenant Love Christian Center, Pastor Nicholas Wright. God bless you, man.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.